Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment on Halachos of the Sukkah. We discussed last time how much schach pasul would be all right to have in one area of a sukkah and to make the sukkah either kosher or pasul at that point, valid or invalid. We discussed the applications of having a tree over the sukkah, an overhang over the sukkah. Let's say there's just an area in the schach that's not covered. What's the story with that? How does that work? There's a spot that's not covered in the schach. Is that a problem? Is that not a problem? Should you just not sit there? How does that work? So before we continue, I just want to reiterate something we mentioned earlier in the series, which is that the schach needs to run up to all of the walls that one is counting as significant for one sukkah. We did mention that it's all right if the wall is lower than the schach, but theoretically, if you were to draw a line upwards from the top of the wall going up, it should be that if you draw that line up, the schach horizontally could come within 10 inches of that line. That's a general halacha that we mentioned. If there are spaces in the wall that don't have that, then basically, for halachic purposes, that wall is no longer, that area of the wall is no longer considered part of your sukkah. So that's a major issue. But in general, let's say in the middle of the sukkah somewhere. So the bottom line is that, similar to what we mentioned earlier, three tefachim, about 10 inches, is this gap that once you have a gap that large, it's considered a significant gap. An open air space of less than three tefachim is considered as if it's not an open air space at all. When we say that three tefachim or more is problematic of just open space in the schach, we mean 3 by 3 tefachim, a box of three tefachim length at least and three tefachim width at least, similar to how we said that invalid schach is a problem if it's 4 by 4 tefachim. So too, this is a problematic area for just an uncovered sukkah. Now, again, just to reiterate, many of us have four-walled sukkahs. We really don't need to have four-walled sukkahs in most circumstances. In most circumstances, we can just have three-walled sukkahs. If the fourth wall, let's say the schach doesn't go all the way to the fourth wall, that's fine. That just nobody will sit under the open area of the schach, and that'll be just fine. The issue is when the area that I need to define as part of my kosher sukkah is not appropriately covered by schach, and that's what we're talking about now. The next topic I want to discuss has to do with sukkah decorations. We talked about pasul schach. We talked about things not valid for schach going on top of the schach. What about if those things not valid for schach are below the schach but above me? What does that do to the sukkah? When you think about it, that's really just another type of pasul schach situation. So there's an interesting halacha, it's a Mishnah in Sukkah, that says that if there's something there to adorn the sukkah, to decorate the sukkah, if it's within 4 tefachim vertically to the schach, that as long as it's there to service and beautify the sukkah, then it's considered an extension of the schach, and it's not considered a barrier between me and the schach. So theoretically speaking, that means that if I would have sukkah decorations throughout my sukkah, and it's all within a foot vertically, that when you go from the bottom of the schach vertically down a foot, the decoration is within that area, then the question doesn't even begin. It's considered batel to my schach, it's considered part of my schach, and that's fine. What is an issue is if the decorations go more than 4 tefachim below the schach. At that point, I begin to potentially have problems. It's brought down that the standard minhag, it's brought from halachic sources, that we generally try to not have sukkah decorations go more than 4 tefachim below the schach. That is the standard practice. If the decorations are in the corners of the sukkah, in a place that's just at the edge and there's nobody sitting there, we're much more lenient about that. But we'll talk next time about some more serious applications of issues in terms of the decorations. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.